Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another show. This is Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. I'm Jay Connor, the Private Money Authority and your host here on the show. And welcome back. I'm so excited to have today on the show a good friend of mine, an expert in his field. And what's really interesting about my guest today, it's like I was on his show, his podcast a few weeks ago. And while we were on the show, I quickly discovered this man thinks his philosophy about real estate investing and how to raise private money is exactly like mine. I mean, it just blew me away. And so by the end of being on his show, I knew that I had to have this fella on my show. But I got to tell everybody before I introduce him, we're doing, if you're brand new to the show, this of course won't be new to you, but for those of you that have been following me on Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor for the last year and a half, coming up on 2 years, we're doing something different today, and that is we are actually live streaming simultaneously right now to all of the Facebook followers, two different YouTube channels. We've got it going on all over the place simultaneously. So with that being the case, for those of you that are watching live right now on the live stream on Facebook and on the YouTube channels, you've got an opportunity to ask my guest questions live while we're right here on the show. So in the comment bar below the video here on the live stream, whether you're watching Facebook or you're watching on the YouTube channels, you can go right here below in the comments and post your questions. Or if you had an aha moment, you can give a big shout out to my guest and tell him how brilliant and smart he is. So anyway, with that, let me introduce my guest, and we're going to bring him on here. So my guest, he is not only a real estate entrepreneur and investor, but he's also a best-selling author of more than one book. He's a speaker, and he's an attraction expert. And I tell you what I love about his title being an attraction expert is because myself for years, I have been teaching and practicing how we don't chase money, we don't beg money, we don't try to talk anybody into anything. We simply make our program available, and that ends up attracting money to us. Well, my friend is up in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. He began his investing career the same year that I did back in, hey, Dave, another commonality that I didn't remember. We started together same year in 2003. But you got me beat on this, Dave. You got me beat on this. Your first 18 months, he did 18 deals. My first 18 months, I did, I think, like six deals. But anyway, later he switched his focus to the client. First rent to own deals, and nowadays he's investing in multifamilies, apartments, etc. So for the last several years, my friend and expert has been a leading authority, and he's based out of Canada, a leading authority on helping mom and pop real estate investors to find, locate, and do business with money partners and how to raise a lot of capital for their deals very, very quickly. Well, he has developed this system or formula, if you will, that's called his five-step. There you go again, Dave. I've got my five-step system. You got your five-step system. His five-step system is called the five-step money partner formula, trademarked, by the way. And he helps his real estate entrepreneur clients grow their portfolios significantly, very fast, and in record time by attracting investors instead of chasing after them. So everybody, welcome with me, my good friend, guest, and colleague, Mr. Dave Dubow. Dave, welcome to the show, man.
Jay, thank you so much. Appreciate the intro. And you know what? It kind of sounds like we're almost like twins, except you're better looking and we talk a little different.
Well, hey, look, you know right out the boat, Dave, how to get invited back on the show, man.
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure having you on my show a few weeks ago, and hopefully I can bring a sliver of the value to your folks that you brought to mind. So thank you very much.
Hey, absolutely. Hey, so I twisted your arm before we went live here on the live streaming. And also, this show is also going to be the podcast for this episode, Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. How about hold up to the camera there for those that are watching on video, a picture of your book that you're going to be offering to everybody here at the end of the show and how they can get it. So tell them a little bit about the book and then we'll get into the interview.
All right. Well, perfect. Thanks very much, Jay. So this is called the Money Partner Formula. This goes over the five-step process that I've come up with for attracting investors instead of chasing after them. And it's a pretty short read. It's got lots of pictures and it's very, very actionable. And it's got a lot of case studies as well. So I think this might be of value to your folks if they're interested in attracting people to invest with them instead of doing the cold calling, chasing, networking, schmoozing that most other so-called gurus tell them they should be doing.
Well, I tell you, I want our audience to know that you are the only other person on the planet besides me that I have met that actually has got this entire same philosophy and business practice on how we attract the money. So before we get into it, just tell folks, just take a moment there, Dave, tell folks, how is it and why is it that you're qualified to talk about what you're talking about here on the show? And, you know, why should people listen to you?
Well, fair enough. Thanks very much, Jay. So what qualifies me is I have made a lot of stupid mistakes and I kind of had to learn the hard way about attracting investors, raising capital. I remember, first of all, I've got quite a background in marketing. And after doing those 18 deals in 18 months, that was all through marketing, attracting motivated sellers, that kind of stuff. In a fairly small market, not as small as yours, Jay, but my local market, total area is about 100,000 people. So I got pretty good at that. Then I took a few years off and started working as a marketing guy for a major real estate development company here in Canada and got behind their marketing and helped them start raising over $200 million a year while I was working with them for their deals, doing it through the marketing. Fast forward a few years, I got back into real estate investing. Instead of doing creative deals, I actually needed to use money for my deals. And like most people, I self-financed my first couple of properties, ran out of cash, ran out of credit. And for whatever reason, I thought, okay, I had this really good deal on the go because I'd heard, you know, find a good deal and the money will find you. So I thought, okay, I've got a great deal on the go and I just needed the down payment for this property. So at that point, I think it was like $80,000. So I remembered all the stuff I'd heard. Hey, you know what? Pick up the phone and start dialing for dollars, cold calling people. So I did that. Call, rejection, 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 rejection. Quit doing that because my fragile little ego couldn't handle it. So then I heard, you know what? You got to get out there and you got to turn every conversation into a real estate conversation and go out and network up a storm. So I was already part of the local Chamber of Commerce and BNI and Toastmasters at that time. So I did that and turned every conversation into a real estate conversation and basically got a bunch of weird looks and no cash. And by this time, I'm starting to sweat because I'm running out of time to close on this deal. And then in desperation, I thought I came up with a really good idea. I said, hey, I'll just put together a little deal overview and email it to everybody I know. So that's what I did. And bottom line is I was excited because I started getting a lot of replies back, a lot of responses. I was excited until I opened up some of those responses, Jay, and saw people saying stuff like, well, Dave, hey, you know what? I haven't heard from you for 5 years or 10 years or 15 years or whatever it was. And now you're coming at me, you're saying, hey, I got a deal and you need money. Dave, get lost. That's basically what I got. So that I lost that deal. It was a very, very humbling experience. And that is when I firsthand developed the philosophy. You know what? You know, like Confucius says, dig your well before you're thirsty. Find the money first and then find the deal. So
hallelujah, man. Hallelujah. Yeah. I mean, the money comes. I mean, you know, it's like, I mean, same thing here. It's like, there's so many reasons to have the money lined up first. I mean, first of all, you know, we make more offers if we have money.
Yeah. You got a lot more mojo. You got more confidence.
You know, I mean, you know, when I'm walking around with $300,000 burning a hole in my pocket that's been pledged to me to fund, and another incentive is, you know, they're going, hey, put my money to work, put my money to work. So instead of having the fear of not being able to fund my deal, the only fear I've got is I can't find a deal fast enough to use the money.
Right. Hey, Jay, let me ask you a question. And let me know if we're on the same page philosophy-wise with this. I think that you should always try and have twice as much money lined up or pledged, as you say, than you're actually probably going to need for a deal. And my thinking on that is, by the time the rubber hits the road and you've got the deal and you got the deal in hand, when you go back to those potential investors, a couple of them might flake out on you, right? The time and circumstances change things. They get cold feet for whatever reason. So if you're really tight, if you've got one investor lined up and they've got enough capital to do your next deal, and then you get that deal under contract and you go to that person and if they flake out on you, then you're kind of back to square one. So I always say you should try and have at least twice as much capital as you think you need in the wings, so when you do need it, it won't fall through on you. Would you agree with that, Jay?
I agree. You always want to have more than you may anticipate needing. And it's, you know, So I started doing the business like you in 2003, but what year did you actually start using and raising private money? I started when I got cut off from the banks. I started in 2009. So this is my 11th year in this world of private money.
Yeah, I took a hiatus there. So I actually started raising capital for my own deals in 2011.
Okay. Well, so, you know, so anyway, the reason I asked that question is because you've been doing it for a number of years, private money, like I have. And so what I have discovered, Dave, is like, it's like an art. it's like a balancing act of, you got to have enough money on the shelf to where, you know, you don't have to worry about depending on somebody not flaking out. On the other hand, I got to get their money to work.
Yeah.
Right. Definitely. I mean, they get really, really antsy, particularly your best private lenders. They're not making any money when you've paid off a deal and they've got it back. But yes, I mean, in answer to your question, if my average investment on a deal in my market, I'm going to need cash of say $150,000, $200,000.
Yeah.
I'm really not too excited to be making an offer on a house, and that's the only amount of money I got left on the shelf, you know? But there's a caveat to that. And the caveat is, who is the private lender that has pledged that amount of money? Hmm. Here's what I mean by that statement. So I've got one private lender by the name of Larry. Larry and his wife have got about $500,000 with me. All right. They've been with me for 7 years, and they rely on the interest that I pay them as part of their retirement income. Mm. So the chances of them pulling the plug and saying, I don't want to do that deal, is very, very slim. I have another private lender lady that's been with me. She and her late husband were my second private lender. Like the big time majority of her retirement income comes from me. My wife, Carol, joined me in our business. So the likelihood of her fear and desperation is when I don't have her money at work. Contrast that to a private lender that maybe just pledged me money and we've never done a deal before.
Yeah, brand new one.
Brand new one, never done a deal, you know. And then I call them up and I say, hey, I got great news. Got a deal ready to fund. Here's the money required. Here's the after repaired value. Here's the closing date. Here's when I need the funds wired. And then they go, well, now let me ask you a question about that deal. You know, so, and again, I get very, very few questions about deals because it's all in how we have postured ourselves on what the program is. But that's another story. I didn't mean to digress. Mm-hmm. Yes, have money, have more money on the shelf than you need at all times.
Well, the advantage you have as well, Jay, is you've been doing this for a long time. You already have a core group of investor partners. You're at the stage that most people who are watching this want to get to, right? So again, I guess I'm talking more for the newbie when it comes to raising capital, especially when you're first getting started. Make sure you've got more lined up than you think you need, then you'll be safe. Now, Jay, I know we got a kind of a short time frame here on the call. Would it be all right with you if we did something a little bit different? I think this might be a big value to your listeners. And that is, if we help them figure out what the lifetime worth of a money partner is for them.
Oh, that would be fantastic. And look, I want to remind everybody that's now this will not go for you podcasters. So if y'all are watching or listening to the podcast, you know, you just got to drink in the information and learn the content. But if you are on the live stream right now, watching Facebook or YouTube right now, as Dave is going over this, and I love this. I haven't seen you do it, Dave, but you told me about it yesterday, and I'm going to love it, and I want the audience to understand it. But for those of you that are watching live right now, you can go in the comment section bar right now below, and you can ask any question on Facebook or the YouTube channels, and Dave and I can get your questions answered. So, in fact, as a matter of fact, while Dave is starting up on going over the lifetime value, first of all, Dave, why is it important for people to understand the lifetime value of a private lender?
Well, I think when you understand how much a private lender is worth to you over the lifetime of your relationship with that person, a couple of things are going to happen. First of all, the light bulb is going to go off in your head and you're going to, holy smokes. This is why I got into real estate investing in the first place. And it just keeps you re-inspired, re-motivated about that. Second thing is, I'm pretty sure the number is probably going to be a lot higher than people would assume. So it just reminds you, not that you don't know already, but it reminds you that you really need to treat your investor partners, your private lenders, like gold, because they are gold. They're worth gold to you. So I think we'll see that as we go through this example.
All right, folks, if you got any questions or comments, in fact, if you just want to go ahead and say hello right now, you're watching live on Facebook, you're watching live on YouTube, go ahead and type in the comment bar right below and say hello. Give us your first name and what city and state you're from. We always love to see where people are tuning in from. All right, Dave, I'm going to turn it over to you. Let's see how we calculate the lifetime value of a private lender.
Well, Jay, I've spared no expense putting together this graphic.
Oh, by the way, Dave, let's don't assume. Tell everybody what we mean. What's the definition of who a private lender is, just to make sure everybody's on the same page?
Well, in my definition of a private lender is someone who's coming on board and providing me with capital to go out and buy real estate. And one way or the other, I am sharing some of the profits with that private lender. So in your case, you offer a fixed return, which is very smart. In other cases, different people offer a share in the deal. It really depends on what your philosophy and what your strategy is and what you're doing. But it's somebody else providing me with the capital for down payments, perhaps for repair costs, holding costs, that kind of stuff. The money I can't get from the bank to do my deal. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. So we're talking about doing business with individuals loaning us money from either their investment capital or their retirement accounts. Hello, Darnell Washington. Glad to have you live here on the show. And you know, when we talk about people loaning us money from their retirement accounts, we're talking about self-directed IRAs here in the United States. So an actionable item, and I teach this at my live events. In fact, my upcoming live event, I'm going to tell you here in a moment after Dave goes over his presentation, how you can attend my upcoming live event valued at $3,000. You can get two tickets because you're watching here on the show. For free. We'll give out some information on that in a little bit. So, an actual item. You've got to, here in the States, you've got to get, you don't have to, but if you don't want to miss out on over half of the private lending that's available, you need a relationship with a representative at a self-directed IRA company. here in the United States, I recommend Quest, Q-U-E-S-T, out of Houston, Texas. Their customer service is phenomenal. All my private lenders use them, and I do as well. But anyway, back to you, Dave. Show us how to calculate. All right, I'm ready.
Do you mind being my guinea pig here? Can we use your deals and your numbers as an example just to make this real?
Sure.
All right. So, Jay, the first thing we're going to look at, and you guys, if you're at home or watching this, if you just want to grab a piece of paper and jot down some notes, this would be really helpful for you. So the first thing we want to look at, Jay, is what is your average profit on a deal?
My average profit on my single family houses in the past 12 months is $67,000 per deal.
$67,000. So again, everybody's going to be different. Everybody's doing different kinds of deals. I imagine a lot of your followers are doing the similar kind of strategy that you are. But, you know, especially with larger properties, longer time frames, et cetera, the average profit's going to be a little bit different for different people. Now, Jay, on average, how many investors or lender partners, hard money lenders, do you need to do a deal?
So most of the time I can do a deal with one lender.
Perfect.
But for sure two lenders, and to quantify what I'm saying, the median after repaired value house value here in our area is $225,000. When I'm rehabbing a house, I'm typically not going to pay more than, say, $125,000 on that house. So I'm either going to use one lender. I may borrow $150,000, $160,000, $170,000 at the most. And so a lot of my lenders have got that amount. I've got some lenders with smaller amounts, and I'll stack them together on the same deal. So one or two.
Okay, so I'd rather be conservative on this. So let's put down two lenders for that, because you're looking for how much cash are you getting from your lenders on average for a deal? Is it that full amount you're buying with all cash?
Oh yes, all cash.
Okay, so let's say we're trying to get investors on board with a minimum of $100,000. Sounds like you'd need one or two of those per deal. So to be conservative, we'll put two of them in there.
There you go.
And Jay, you know, you've been doing this for a long time. On average, let's take a look at the next thing. How many deals will that investor do with you over time if they're happy with the program, which I'm sure all of your investors are?
All right, Dave, any parting comments that you'd like to share with the audience?
Well, Jay, it's just been a real pleasure. And like we've been talking about over the last little while, it's such a pleasure to meet somebody of like mind. I appreciate what you're doing with your clients and your students and how you're really educating people about real estate investing. And you've got your four pillars. You've got the whole program put together. Hats off to you for that, my friend. And again, if you're listening to this, you're watching this, Jay's offering you a free way to come out to his workshop. Do it. I mean, it just makes sense. If you really want to learn, there's only so much you can learn from podcasts and interviews. Get out there. Learn from the people that are actually doing it. That would be my recommendation.
Thank you, Dave. So that's jconnor.com/live-event for the free tickets to the live event. And thank you again, Dave. Scott, let's put up Dave's website one more time for that free download book. And Dave's website for you to get the free book, which the name of your book again is what, Dave?
It's called The Money Partner Formula.
I love it. www.investorattractionbook.com. Dave, thank you so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you, Jay. I really appreciate it.
All right. Glad to have you. All right, folks. I'm Jay Connor, the Private Money Authority, wishing you all the best. And here's to taking your real estate investing business to the next level. We'll see you on the next show. Bye for now.